Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. And I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And we, of course, want to hear from you. So holla at us. 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number, 646-929-2037. Holla. We want to holla back at you. We encourage you to social network with us. Go to our Smooth Drama site. Check us out there. Check us out on YouTube with Smooth Drama there also. You want to hit me up on Twitter, follow me. I'm Smooth Drama. Facebook, my yearbook tag. I'm Dick Hugger. But as always, I know y'all ain't really trying to hear me. You really want to holler at Miss 100%. So tell them, 100, where can they holler at you at?
Anywhere they feel like it. I mean, I want them to let me know where they want me to meet them at. I mean, that's how I'm doing it in 2012. I don't want them to come to me. I want to go to them. So holler at me on a Yahoo group or get with me on Facebook. Miss 100% spelled out. Email me, Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com. Follow me at Twitter at 100% and let me know where you want me to meet you, and I will be there for you because that's the type of sister I am.
That's where she at.
That's how I'm doing things.
Wherever you are, she gonna be like, I fell asleep, she was here, and I woke up and she was still there. Dedication.
Is there anything else I can do for you? No.
Well, y'all know we going hard in the paint because, as y'all know, 2012, we on the countdown according to everybody and their mama. So, hey, these our last months, so we just going to get gangster with it. We don't care.
Yeah. We ain't got
nothing
else to lose, huh?
Yeah, we got nothing to lose. So, yeah. This is what it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of nothing to lose, man, you know that Bristol Palin quit Hollywood? Oh. I guess nobody cared.
Gonna be able to stop laughing.
Well, I'm just thinking, Bristol Palin in Hollywood, quitting Hollywood, it is like that analogy: if a tree fell in the forest and nobody was there,
who gives a fuck?
Did it really happen? All right, I didn't even know she was in Hollywood. Still ain't told her. I'm gonna guess the people in Hollywood probably didn't know either.
Wow, that was a good one, man.
Oh.
Okay.
Was it really? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was extra, extra special. Oh, man. I'm still Bristol Palin.
Wow. Okay. Bristol Palin.
Hollywood.
What was she doing? I don't remember. Was she doing anything?
She was there. Anyway, Moving on. to something that's important. As a man in Iran who got a penis tattoo which caused him to have a permanent erection.
Oh yeah.
He got a tattoo on his penis and he said he's now left with a permanent semi-erection.
Is he mad about it?
He doesn't say it. He just says, the tattoo says in Persian script, Baro bi salamat, which means good luck on your journeys.
Ooh, man. I would love for him to holler at me.
I mean,
can you imagine somebody telling you that while they giving you the best orgasm of your life? Oh, such a warm, fuzzy feeling. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me come back. I'm going to come back.
You gonna come?
Okay, I took a trip.
Yeah, I see you was on one of your Radio Galaxy field trips.
Field trips. And a permanent erection?
Yeah, he had what they call shunt surgery, which drains excess fluid from inflamed areas of the body, and I guess the procedure was unsuccessful. And so he was told by the doctor that no surgery is necessary because he's capable of achieving a relatively normal erection and he's not in pain. So he decided to not pursue any more corrective measures.
And it said, what again? Say that. I wanted the whole thing. Just one more time. Tell me what it means.
It means that he is stuck on semi-erected.
No. To say on the penis, the tattoo says good luck on what?
Good luck on your journeys.
Good luck on your journey. He got a long... Oh, sorry.
That's confidence. I mean, you think about it. To get good luck on your journeys tattooed on your penis, I mean,
yes.
You got to have some extra leg because that's a lot of words.
That's a lot of words and that's a lot of confidence because, oh my.
Anyway.
Yeah. What did they say his name was? What an article. I'm going to find that article. I think I'm looking at it. He's going to come to the state. Wow. Oh. Okay. Let's move along because
and so y'all know this is 100. 100 is this is her night tonight.
I can rag that off. I can stay up. I can talk about that all night.
Anyway. Well, I give you something else to talk about for the rest of the night. There's a man over in the Middle East of Saudi Arabia, Saud bin Nasser Al Shari. Yeah, I know I ain't pronounced it right, and hey, whatever. he had to shut down his collection business. He had a debt collection business. So to stay out of poverty, he decided to post, I'm going to sell my son for $20 million on Facebook.
Don't nobody want his badass baby kid.
Yeah. It's like, well, first, homie, that's like slavery. It's kind of illegal. I'm guessing he's saying, well, hey, if I can get $20 million, then I get the $20 million, then I steal him back, and then we just go live happily ever after somewhere else.
Get the $20 million, get back on his feet, get his son back, and boom, he good.
Right.
But we don't even want our kids. We'll make them think we won't buy somebody else's kids.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm just like, you selling your kid for $20 million and you put. Yeah.
I got the 2-for-1 special over here. You can get 2 for $20 million. So you can get 1 for $20 million with him. You can get 2 for $20 million.
I'm like, you know, automatically the son's like, Dad, what's up?
Yeah, like, buddy, you just gonna play me like that? You just gonna fail me?
Yeah, he's like, well, don't worry about it, son. You can just run away, or I'll, you know.
Find out where you are.
I'll just come and kidnap you back. That's all.
That's crazy.
Maybe. I don't know. I thought that was very, very interesting.
It's interesting indeed.
I just wondered, was somebody dumb enough to hit him up on Facebook like, yeah, I'll buy your son.
I mean, but that little girl sold her virginity for $50 million and it was prostitution. She didn't get arrested. She did it. They gave her the $50 million. So somebody bought that, you know what I'm saying, stinky kitty for $50 million. So why not buy a kid for $20 million?
Wow. Why it had to be stinky?
I mean, because any nasty person that'll sell their pussy online got to be nasty.
And if they sell it offline?
They are. She just selling it to a random motherfucker. I mean, he could be anybody. He can have flags running up and down.
You know what? I'm thinking that offline, it's a random person also.
Maybe not that random. Maybe you've seen them before. You know, online, it can just be anybody from any place on earth.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, speaking
of... It's so nasty, but to me, that's just kind of really disgusting.
I get you, and I feel you there. What's disgusting to me is when people try to play our intelligence and say, hey, you know what? Things are not like human trafficking. Remember we talked about human trafficking? And yeah. Instead of calling what it is slavery, they say human trafficking.
Or indentured servitude. That's slavery.
Slavery. Anyway, there was some outrage over what they call a human zoo on Innocent Island. They're supposedly Jirari tribal women, and I guess the pictures of some of them were naked, being lured to dance and sing after a bride was allegedly paid to a policeman to produce them.
What?
That, I mean, I think this is how this goes. If someone gives me money to get them women, last time I checked,
that's a pimp.
That was pimping.
That's big pimping.
Not human zoo. Because when I think of zoo, I'm thinking of animals in a cage and do you pay people to walk by and see them and, hey, look at this fine white guy. You know? I mean, because that's a human zoo, right? Not, hey, I'm going to get them to dance and sing and do other things.
That's been pimping since been pimping since been pimping since been pimping.
You want to speak on? You know, because they say they're called human safari tours, so tourists can see and photograph the Jirari. You know, I don't, when I watch National Geographic, which is rare now, and you see they show these tribes and whatnot, I'm kind of lukewarm with it, because it's like, I don't look, it's like they're not people, it's like they're something different. They're human. last time I checked. What is the difference between those humans and these humans that we walk around and see? Except maybe they, well, we can't even say that they have on less clothes, because all we got to do is turn on TV and watch a video and see a half naked in the thong. But anyway, wow. Yeah.
Hey.
Don't insult my intelligence. Pimping is pimping, or as Miss 100 saying, it's pimping.
Been pimping. Ain't never changed. Pimping game always been the same.
And on that note, we gonna go back to the old school, because it seemed like the love movement then took a stall. And we got to go back to the smooth drama love movement here, because love's in need of love today. So, in honor of Miss 100%, who was telling me earlier, we need some more soul, some funky, and she want to dance a little bit, get all sweaty. We go back to the old school. This is the OJ's, Darling, Darling Baby. All right.
I'll give you plenty. together you got to be smooth, drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was the OJ's Darlin' Darlin' Baby.
Cause yay! Oh.
Every now and again, we got to throw some old school soul in. So, you know, we can get our energy out there right and correctly. You know, plus we got to support our love movement. Ain't enough love out there, it seems like. And when I talk about love, I'm talking about that love where we putting some positive shit up out there in the air. Instead of this weak shit that's out there that's pretending like it's love.
This fake-ass love, punk-ass love is what I call it.
It ain't even punk-ass love. You make punk-ass like, hey, don't associate that shit with me.
Right. Punks don't know how to love any damn way. You got to be a strong motherfucker to love. You know that? You got to be
really
strong to love.
Right.
Yeah, love ain't for no softies.
Right. Love is the hardest thing in the world.
It is.
All these haters out here, that's why you're a hater. Because you don't understand what love is.
Love is. Come on, preach on it. Preach, Pastor Dick, preach.
Started. Now, I'm going to talk about some anti-love here. I mean, this Illinois, I'm not understanding. They started a bill. They sponsored a roadkill bill so that the people there can salvage fur and food from the animals hit and left on the side of the road or in the road.
So, okay. So I'm riding down the street and I accidentally hit a possum. So what they want me to do is get out and clean it up and take it with me.
If you want. If you want.
Wow.
Yeah. See, because what it is, because they made it, they brought it out at the perspective, well, from the perspective that people who hunt for animal pelts and, you know, use animal fur and make coats and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
This is beneficial to them.
Mm-hmm.
They can just pick it up on the road. You hit a raccoon, bow. You can just pick him up and you got a hat. And then maybe you can get some of that 40% Taco Bell meat and add your raccoon to it and let that be it. I'm just saying, you know, I'm always gonna talk about that. Taco Bell not being 100%, it was only 40. What I think it was like 42% beef. So what? What's the other 58%? They say special ingredients.
Yeah.
In Illinois, that might be roadkill. Holla.
I was so addicted to Taco Bell in 89 oh my god, and you just keep bringing it up and I'm like,
hey, look here, when they say it's 40% something and the rest of it is special ingredients, I'm going to talk about it, because when you hear, okay, now they can pick up roadkill legally and use it not just for the fur, but they especially put it out for the meat. So who's to say McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King don't have people out there on the low using that as their meat also?
Right.
I'm just saying, I know folks don't look at it from that aspect, but
right,
consider it. Do you think they're above not feeding you some fox meat?
Or some human meat?
Any meat.
Any meat. Any flesh.
On the side of the road.
Think about it. If they fix it up, spice it up, chop it up, scramble it, you don't know what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you kill.
Mmm.
Yummy. Worm carcass.
All right.
That's so nasty.
Yes, I know. But you got to talk about these type things so folks can understand.
Yeah.
Off we speak. just putting it out there. Don't shoot the messenger.
Right.
Just think that's what you could be eating. And speaking of that, I want to talk about some selfish ass people who don't think they're selfish, but I want to go into this. There's a new show on TLC which aired last night called I Cloned My Pet.
Really?
Yeah, so what happened is, started off with Peter, a so-called former gang member who gave up his life of crime when his dog Woofy died. Well, showed him love, and when Woofy died, he saved locks of the hair, and when he became a successful businessman, he had one goal: I'm going to bring Woofy back to life.
Peter was a thug.
Magnificent.
Thug Fizzle.
Mm-hmm.
And decided that his dog, what was the dog's name? Scooter?
Woofy.
Woofy. Woofy died. And that saved him from his life of crime.
Yeah. He
became a successful businessman and said, I remember that I have Woofy's hair.
Mhm. Yeah, he wants to bring Woofy to life.
And I'll get Woofy back.
And I'm sitting up here thinking, you know, there are a lot of dogs that you can just adopt.
Or adopt.
And hook it up. Or if you wasn't such a selfish bastard, you could have let Woofy get some. And Woofy would have made puppies.
Yeah.
And you would have had Woofy's DNA, Woofy incarnate, there with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that, and for people, anybody else who will be on this show, which if I do watch, I'm dissing. Why are you cloning animals that can just have sex and have the same animal? See, that's what gets me.
You're gonna
spend all this money on cloning when if you want the clone of the dog, you just let the dog do what he naturally do. In about a month, it'd have been on.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been on because it's springtime and you know how that goes. All you gotta do is let your dog out. He'll make it happen.
That's just, to me, that's just scary, like pet cemetery type shit to me. That's scary.
I thought that very same thing.
I mean, I can't describe it no other way. Just spooky and scary and creepy. Give me a Willie, just whoever Willie is.
Willie must have been a scary bastard. Willie is. But I digress. I think of that analogy, pet cemetery. When you messing with stuff that naturally happens, you make it an unnatural occurrence, and then right. You get something that's an abomination that just is not.
It ain't supposed to be here.
Yeah, and we know when things aren't supposed to be. You get these anomalies in nature that ain't right.
Yeah. It throws nature and it throws the universe off balance if you think about it.
Right.
Because if the world is full of these abominations, think of, okay, if they made a show about it, then it has to be a lot of people doing this shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it ain't just one remote idiot. It's a lot of idiots doing it.
Right.
So, is that, you just don't mess, you don't play God. That's my whole thing. If a person or thing dies, death is part of life. Even though it's scary and sad to all of us, death is a part of living. And once something or someone dies, that is, they're going to the next phase of life.
Right. Now,
letting them move on.
Right. And that's why I'm like the natural occurrence.
Yeah.
Of life, it's mm-hmm. sort of like I have the philosophy, you know, and I don't know if you're gonna agree with me and anybody else agree with me. I'm like, we need to go back to the Roman days where they had the bathhouses. So some of these folks, because you're talking about the universe being out of whack, you know, we hear all these stories. Oh, this teacher, she was hooking up with these five kids, these five teenagers, this woman, 49-year-old disabled woman with a 14-year-old. You hear these stories, and it's like, because people are so anti-sex. It, mm-hmm. It's like sex is, like we call it, doing nasty. And what's nasty
right.
about it?
Right.
The negative connotation out there have put the universe out of whack. So
right. Yes. You are absolutely right. When you deprive yourself of something that you're supposed to have naturally, first of all, God ordained sex. He said, be fruitful and multiply. That was the first thing he said do. So why do you think, or why do we think as people, we can say, oh, well, God's wrong about that. You shouldn't be fruitful and multiply. Hide yourself. Cover yourself up. Don't have sex with no. And that's why you have these priests who not having sex in years, and then they get these little boys around them, and they touching on these little boys and having sex and molesting these little boys.
Right. Because
they want to keep it under wraps. That is an abomination.
Right.
That's wrong. It's throwing the universe off out of whack.
Right, and you being, and people need to understand that we are a part of the universe, every last one of us.
Yeah.
So the more of us being out of whack, the more we throw the universe out. I mean, I know it may be a little too metaphysical.
Too hot tonight, I'm telling you.
I'm just saying, it just, there's some sense. It's like, people don't understand the science of us. You know, I talk about this all the time. We're walking on the planet Earth. The planet Earth is moving at a rapid rate, mm-hmm. and we are moving with it.
With it.
Because if we weren't in harmony with the planet Earth, we would just fly off this mother.
Exactly.
But people need to understand that. I know, folks, you know, some of you not reading or understanding gravity and all these things.
It may not seem like it's moving or we're moving, but we are. We moving forward. We moving towards something. We ain't just moving just to be moving.
Well,
think about it now. This is created by design.
About this. You notice how when we twist ourselves around in a circle, you mm-hmm. get dizzy and discombobulated?
Yeah.
Because you're going against the natural order of the universe.
Come on, Pastor Dick. I'm telling you, you hot.
And so that's why I say, hey, bring back the bathhouses. And if these people, or 24-hour, instead of 24-hour fitness, you can have the gym 24-hour sexing. They just go in, do your thing, then go back to your regular job. Do something with adults, consenting adults, as opposed to sneaking around and doing it and harming other people.
So really what you're saying is, because it's so off balance, do something that seems like it's really to the extreme and put it back and balance it out.
Yeah,
it's so off balance, you got to throw a big giant-ass boulder on there, like 24-hour fuckness. And balance the shit out.
Well, see, but who says that is extreme?
Because people would think that, I'm saying in other people's mind, they would think something like that is extreme. Like they call it swing clubs and they think that it ought to be illegal to do that. But what's illegal about consenting adults having sex with each other if that is their choice? You feel me? So they feel the I'm going to just say, quote unquote,
those people, them,
you know, people don't say them, they say them. They think that it's wrong or extreme, so balance it out.
Well, I'm just fundamentally, the attitude toward other humans, like you're not supposed to be aroused by other humans. There's something wrong there where you put a so-called moral edict over what's natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I know people would think, oh, well, he's just talking about out and out orgy. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
That's not what he's saying.
And the point is, it's natural
to look at a man and say, oh my God, he is born. Like that dude from Alabama. Oh, I'm sorry. I went off a little. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, but as 100% said, she will look at a man and say, oh my God, he's fine, blah, blah, blah. That's natural. It's not unnatural. Just like I would look at a young lady and say, yeah. That's natural. And when people repress their natural desires, just their natural feelings, then you get these abnormalities. And thus we see what we see in the news. I mean, there's too many cases that are out there. And it's like every day you see one and it's always the same thing. It just, they did it because it's naturally what they wanted to do, but they weren't comfortable being able to express it. So whatever was closest to them, their natural desires took over.
Right.
And that was it.
They were, now they're being ruled by their lust because they can't get it in this setting, so they get it in any type of setting they can. And some people's setting is a 12-year-old kid. That's not natural, but that thing has taken over them, so, and they don't know how to control it. They don't know what to do. So I'm with you. I'm with you.
You can't control. I mean, you can't
control something that naturally happens.
It's your natural desire. It's like we naturally have to use the restroom. We have a natural desire to, as they say, you can say procreate or practice at procreating.
Make love. Oh. I like to say make love.
Yeah, make love too. And on that note, because we're about making love, smooth drama, we putting love out there. Still going back digging. You know, I've been digging in the crates, and I had to go back to the it ain't necessarily the old school, but some soul, a sister that put it down and set a standard. And then just like, she was like a phoenix. She rose and then just disappeared. And I mean, she's come back, but never to where she was before. This is Lauryn Hill, superstar.
Yay. Thank you.
Yo, hip hop starts out in the heart, yo. Now everybody trying to judge, say what? Hip hop starts out in the heart, yo. Now everybody trying to judge. Come on. Bye.
together, you got the smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Lauryn Hill, superstar. And, I mean, she said this way back in, what, 97, 98? Music is supposed to inspire. How come we ain't getting no higher?
Yes, yes, yes.
As we seem to be, instead of getting higher, we seem to be getting lower, crushed to the ground.
How you know, and who you know without any flaw that live above the spiritual law. She wasn't playing when she wrote that.
No, she was not.
Along with it. Thank you very much for playing that song.
Oh, that, you know, this whole thing is inspired by you.
That was a wonderful surprise for me.
This is 100% up in the air, y'all. This is how 100 thinks.
Yes, I do. I'm crazy. You say that's a scary thought. Yeah.
But now we come to that part of the show where we talk about our haters and dumb asses of the week.
Yeah. Wow,
that's,
really?
That's what they do. And I just starting off, my hater of the week, Kroger's.
Kroger's.
Vincent Swope Little made a half-court shot during the Kentucky-South Carolina game. He hits the shot, and it's a $10,000 for the shot. So, of course, my man hits the shot. He's like, yeah. He's running around the court. You know, he's on fire. He's like, yeah, I'm making it rain tonight. I mean, he got it. It's in his head. So, little does he know that a few minutes later that a Kroger representative going to roll up to him and say, hey, when you released the ball, you was like a half an inch on the line. I'm like, man. And so what happened is it got out there on Twitter that, hey, Kroger's is not going to pay him because of a half an inch.
Mm.
So, of course, the Kentucky fans got on Kroger and was talking about occupying Kroger.
They had already made signs, I read.
Yeah.
They were already out there.
Yeah, they was out there. They was about to do it big.
You know, he got some pull. If he was still at the thing waiting on a decision and people at Kroger occupying just that quick, that boy, he got some leadership in him.
Well, it's not just this leadership is about what's right.
Well, and what's wrong. People right. Say it.
Now, you know, I hear that and I just wonder, Where are those people at when other things need to be handled?
Big stuff. You know, when that little boy getting beat down by the cop. Where they at?
No signs or nothing.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So you want to give the world your hater?
Yeah. My hater is also my dumbass. One and the same. Okay. Hater first. What is this helper's name? Jamie Hine. I want to say her name because it's important. She is the manager of an apartment complex in Columbus, Ohio. A girl decided to visit her parents and go swimming a while back, and the white lady, Jamie Hine, decided that she didn't want the black girl to go swimming in the pool because she said that something in the girl's hair, a chemical, made the water in the pool dirty. And I'm just thinking, you have to have a lot of chemicals in your hair to make an entire swimming pool dirty, which she was probably lying. This helper put up a sign, and if you go to Yahoo, you'll be able to see it. Public, and I want people to see this, public swimming pool, whites only. It's a sign from back in the day. You can look at it and tell. And it's crazy to me that this sign is still laying around where she can just pick it up and hang it on this fence. So that is my hater. Mm. But then my dumbass is Yahoo, because when they reported the story, they put ruling over controversial pool sign stand. They put the story out there as if, you know, that the court ruled in the woman's favor, and they didn't. They ruled in the black girl's favor or the black couple's favor. But they did it backwards to get more, I guess, what, publicity or more clicks on the story or whatever.
Right.
But this just goes to show, like, the dirty journalism that's out there. You know, if you can't do it right, I'm just going to do it dirty so that I can get some type of attention, which is really prevalent these days. So
it's all about the clicks.
Yeah, it's all about the clicks. It's all about the hits. It's all about going viral. You know, do sex sales, dirt sales, blood sales, whatever you can do that's mean, down and dirty and conniving, do it so that you can be famous. When we talked about earlier about the atmosphere and everything being off kilter and off balance, that's the damn reason why I write shit like that.
Well, so, as my man Soul in the Hole will say, although he says this on the basketball court, you can get viral on these nuts.
I love it.
Anyway.
I love it.
No. But my dumbass is... It's Todd Remus. Todd Remus is a divorced man that I will never understand. He's suing the company who did his wedding pictures. He's saying that, hey, they were supposed to recreate them because it was flawed pictures and video. Only thing is, Todd Remus is, like I said, divorced.
Right.
Him and the wife are not together any longer. But he is still suing the video company. It's like, homie, you're going to spend money suing for some pictures of your ex-wife and you. What you gonna do with that?
Because he went broke marrying a bitch that didn't want his ass in the damn beginning, and now he want to recoup some of that money he lost. And he was probably supposed to get it back from him back then, but he like, no time like the present. He want his money back. That's how I see it.
Okay, well, to sue someone, you have to pay court costs and probably got to get a lawyer, too.
Yeah, it's not necessary. In some cases, you don't have to.
Yeah, and the thing is, he married a woman from Latvia. And so I guess it was a mail order bride or whatnot.
She didn't want his ass.
She got over here, seen how trifling he was. And you know, he had to be really, really trifling for her to leave the United States to go back to Latvia.
She went.
You know, you're on the next level of trifling when the woman leaves the United States as a citizen. She's like, man, I'm going back to Latvia.
She like, this is some bush.
Dude here. You see, you're on the list of terrible. When your woman leaves you and goes back to a country that most people don't know where it's at, and so and you're suing a company over the pictures. See, I'm stuck on you're suing. She divorced you. See, that's stalkerish.
That's crazy.
See, that's stalkerish. You know, Todd Remus. Ladies, if you meet a guy named Todd Remus, R-E-M-I-S, run. Run.
You just go whisper it.
Run.
Like a little birdie said, run.
Run. Hey, look, hey, run.
You know how you hear that small, still voice deep down inside of you that says this shit just ain't right? Listen to it when
right.
He approaches you. Listen to that voice.
Yes, and speaking of listening to a voice, let's talk about this voice from a task force in North Carolina that has recommended that a one-time payment of $50,000 be given to each of the living victims of North Carolina's forced sterilization program. And this comes from committee spokeswoman Jill Lucas. North Carolina had a eugenics program which sterilized an estimated 7,600 people between 1929 in 1974, many of them against their will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is supposed to go into Governor Bev Perdue's budget that she's going to submit to the state legislature in the spring, North Carolina.
So they saying that your life and the lives of your offspring collectively, it's only worth $50,000. That's what they're saying.
What offspring do you sterilize?
I'm saying you could have had your potential. So I'm saying your lineage is only worth $50,000 to them. So because you gave all that up, you get $50,000. That's
I mean, because they said that they're going to give the money to each of the living victims.
But are there any living victims? They said 1929. What the hell? It ain't nobody living.
Right. And they couldn't have no kids because they were sterilized.
So they don't have no family members. Everybody gone.
I'm thinking this sounds like fuckery to me.
Yeah, little bit.
Just a little bit.
Little bit.
I'm gonna allocate this money to give to no one.
Right. They gonna put it in a trust. Until it sits there for a while, nobody claim it, and then the state gonna take over, and then they will soak it up.
I believe it will be Governor Bev Perdue and that state legislature and that task force slush fund.
Ain't that something?
Now, not to get carried away, but to say that they would create a fund to help victims, and when, I mean, obviously there are no victims to pay, you take that money and you pay yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That never happens, does it?
Can give yourself a nice little pat on the back. You know what? I tried to help them after I fucked them over. Oh, well, let me go use this to buy me another Beamer. Make myself feel better.
Or give bonuses to the staff.
Right, for sitting here and not doing shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that that's how it happens, but it sure sounds like that's how it happens.
Pretty much, I would say. And so the eugenics thing, explain the eugenics in the genocide thing real quick. You had a very interesting take on that.
Eugenics, and we run out of time here, unfortunately. Oh. It's the whole sterilization. Most of y'all seen it when you watch 300. They're throwing the babies off the cliff. You don't want the ones that are sickly.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, I want to thank everyone for listening. And for all the listeners out there, be on the lookout because we about to take 2012 to the next level. As always, me and Miss 100%, we going hard in the paint. And if y'all think that what we done so far was hard, you ain't seen shit yet. And on that note, for Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, Miss Smooth Drama. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.